and concentrating on virtuous objects. It is very important to train in concentration, as with distractions we cannot accomplish anything. Training in higher concentration is learning to be deeply familiar with the ability to stop distractions and concentrate on virtuous objects, motivated by renunciation. With regard to any Dharma practice, if our concentration is clear and strong, it is very easy to make progress. Normally, our main problem is distractions. The practice of moral discipline prevents gross distractions, and concentration, meaning in meditation, prevents subtle distractions. Together, they give rise to quick results in our Dharma practice. So we're seeing a dependent relationship. So our ability to make progress in meditation or virtuous concentration depends upon our success in moral discipline in daily life. Right? Because distraction is a mind wandering to an object of delusion. So if we're practicing moral discipline in daily life, we're controlling our mind. Then in meditation, our subtle distractions will become weaker and fewer. And then our concentration will become more single-pointed, which will then give rise to wisdom. The third higher training is training in higher wisdom. The nature of wisdom is a virtuous, intelligent mind whose functions are to dispel confusion and to understand profound objects thoroughly. Many people are very intelligent in destroying their enemies, caring for their families, finding what they want, and so forth. But this is not wisdom. Even animals have such intelligence. Worldly intelligence is deceptive. For example, it creates nuclear bombs, you know. Whereas wisdom will never deceive us. It is our inner spiritual guide who leads us to correct paths and is the divine eye through which we can see past future, we can see past and future lives, and the special connection between our actions and our experiences, known as karma. The subject of karma is very extensive and subtle, and we can understand it only through wisdom. Training in higher wisdom is meditating on the wisdom realizing emptiness, the way things really are, motivated by renunciation. So this wisdom, the wisdom that directly realizes emptiness, the way things really are, this is how we abandon our root ignorance, self-grasping, and therefore destroy the cycle of suffering with one fell swoop. You know? This wisdom is extremely profound. Its object, emptiness, is not nothingness, but is the real nature of all phenomena. A detailed explanation of emptiness can be found in How to Transform Your Life and in almost every one of Venerable Geshe-la's books. Okay, then to finish, there's a beautiful analogy here showing the dependent relationship of higher moral discipline, higher concentration, and higher wisdom for abandoning our root ignorance and therefore destroying the cycle of suffering. So I'll read this to finish, or almost finish, because I have one more thing to say. The three higher trainings are the actual method to attain permanent cessation of the sufferings of this life and of countless future lives. This can be understood by the following analogy. When we cut a tree using a saw, the saw alone cannot cut the tree without the use of our hands, which in turn depends upon our body. Training in higher moral discipline is like our body. Training in higher concentration is like our hands. And training in higher wisdom is like the saw. By using these three together, we can cut the poisonous tree of self-grasping ignorance, and automatically all our other delusions, its branches, and all our suffering and problems, its fruits, will cease completely. Amazing. So what we need, we're not cutting these trees. these trees stay. But the tree of self-grasping, the branches of delusions, and the fruit of suffering, let's chop that down. So how do we do that? We need the strong body of moral discipline, a firm grip of concentration, and the sharp blade or saw of wisdom. Okay? Those three together, we can cut the root of suffering within our own mind and destroy our own samsara. You know? Then we attain liberation ourself. Then we will have attained the permanent cessation of suffering in this life and countless future lives. This is not Buddhist fantasy. This is the real truth. The supreme permanent inner peace known as nirvana or liberation. We will have solved all our human problems and accomplished the real meaning of our human life. How wonderful for ourselves. Okay? We will have accomplished perfect happiness and freedom, permanent liberation from suffering. No more sufferings of uncontrolled birth, sickness, aging, death, and the pure happiness of permanent inner peace.